This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Just a few weeks ago, we spoke with Dr. Omid Moghimi, whose wife was stuck in the final stages of applying for a green card when President Donald Trump issued his executive order banning travel from 7 Muslim-majority nations. Now that the ban has been suspended, Dorsa Razi is here. She's been able to come to the United States, and it's a happy conclusion to what had been an uncertain situation. And we welcome Omid Moghimi on the line right now to talk about this situation. Omid, how does it feel now that your wife, Dorsa, has finally made it to the United States?
I don't know really what to say. It's kind of surreal. We're very, very happy. We're very relieved. And yeah, I really did not anticipate that this would happen so quickly and that we would be able to be here together, especially so quickly.
Well, tell us a little bit about what it was like behind the scenes as the travel ban was batted around in court. Were you both watching every move that it made and everything the judges were saying?
Yeah, we were. I mean, I was at work as well during the, I can't remember exactly what day the court ruling was, but I remember I was at work. So, you know, as much as I was able to here and there and before and after work, we were following the news. We were talking to each other, trying to weigh all different options. I was on the phone with multiple lawyers. Obviously, we had been talking to you and other members of the press as well and try to get the story out there and try to raise awareness. I was talking to some contacts at Senator Shaheen and Senator Hassan's offices. So it was just a constant every single day, trying to get advice, trying to see what's going on, trying to think about what the best option is. And it's been a chaotic few weeks.
And at the time the initial travel ban was issued, your wife, Dorsa Razi, she had an interview set up for a green card or the final interview, but that was abruptly canceled. So was that interview rescheduled so that she could quickly come back to the United States?
It was. So we were contacting the National Visa Center and the embassy ourselves. Both Senator Shaheen and Senator Hassan's offices were helping us kind of reach out to them as well. And eventually they let us know that they were able, after the court ruling happened, they let us know that they were rescheduling interviews first. And then a few days later that our interview had been rescheduled for February 16th. So it was originally on the 12th. Also a Thursday, I think it was exactly a week before. So on the 9th, I was notified that on the 16th, she had another interview. So we got very excited, happy. Again, we got plane tickets and everything for her as well. And then following the news every single day, because the very next day was the first day that the current administration announced that they were considering signing a new executive order. So then we were worried again, is the interview going to get, you know, canceled again? What's going to happen? So it was taking it day by day and seeing what's going on.
Certainly, yeah. So, and the specter of a new executive order still kind of looms. There's been promises that a new one will come. Is that something that gives you pause or makes you worry about what may come in the future?
It does. Well, I mean, in our case, at least the way that they're talking about this executive order for now, it sounds like it may not affect us, although we won't know for sure until we see it. At least it won't affect my wife directly and myself. It seems that it will prevent her parents, for example, from being able to come and see her here. And but the broader picture is that we, frankly, to me, it seems like just got lucky that she had her interview when she did, and that we were able to grab a plane ticket quickly for her and get her here. If she had had her interview a week later, or people who have their interviews next week or at the end of this week, I would be terrified. And I'm sure they are, because it's the same exact uncertainty and the same situation that we were in a few weeks ago for them. And so the story is far from over.
Right, right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.